The boys were called edgy. Told they'd never make it past 5 episodes. Here those podcast jerks are. Back for season 2. The Boys in the Woods Podcast. The show your mother warned you about. And that your dad was hiding in the basement listening to. Get ready for the Boys in the Woods Podcast.
Welcome back, Charles. We had another fantastic meeting with the other half of the boys last night. It didn't go so well for our picks, but everybody, if you get to listen to that one, that'll be out on Friday, but I just wait.
I loved the picks.
And it's interesting.
The thing with it is that there might be a handful of people with the type of knowledge needed to listen to those lists and try and pick them apart via the internet. Arguably, I think being able to hear the deep-dived opinions from multiple other sources on individuals and their abilities in one or multiple positions, I think has been fantastic. And the level of unique knowledge we're acquiring by doing these lists, I didn't realize that this was going to be one of the happy positives.
And I think a fantasy football draft, a live fantasy football draft with the four of us when we're all in it, is going to be very interesting. We end up doing
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to do that. I would love to get four other people. I'd love to get an 8-person live fantasy draft rocket.
Yeah.
There's lots we could do. There's so much we can do. I'm really excited about the trivia we're going to be doing in between our draft. So we did a draft show last year, and we weren't ready, per se, for the dog and pony show that is this year's draft. I mean, I guess we've watched it a bunch, but being Packer fans, like, you don't really pay attention to anything after the first draft pick until the 20s, because it doesn't matter who's picked in between there. It's not us. So I never really paid attention to how much downtime there is in between each of these drafts.
There's like 8 to 10 minutes in between the first round picks. It's ridiculous. It takes 4 hours to go through the first round.
It's so crazy. To break up the monotony of the baloney outside of commercials, right? Now, if you're matched up watching in your room while watching us, you're probably going to know the pick before we say the pick out loud, right? Because of this weird-ass internet delay. But we're going to be doing some trivia. And it's going to be pretty ridiculous, actually. I don't expect... So I'm guessing each of us are going to bring about 20 questions to the table. I don't expect anyone to get more than 4 from anyone.
Probably not.
Because if you're coming to the table... Yeah, if you're coming to the table going, blah, 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 who has more Super Bowls... All right, we're going to treat this like Jim Rome's burning. I'm a mute your ass.
there's a game you can play, and they played it on the league. You make up your own, you pick a player, and then you try to get people to guess that player, but you don't give any actual facts about the player. You just start nicknames that you have for him.
Yeah.
Like you just say, he's the horse. He runs really fast.
We could also incorporate like a 20 questions.
Yeah, we could do that.
You know what I mean? Who am I? 20 questions type. What player am I? And opening up the door to all genres.
Charles, yeah, so there'll be a few with NFL characters.
Yeah, so there'll be a few things that we'll do on the in-between for each draft picks. The trivia will be fun because you, depending on the length, I was hoping for 2 to 3 minutes, but... excuse me, gotta wet the whistle.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
was that a W?
For some reason, they're doing their M's upside down now. I guess when you've been around this long, you gotta do different things to...
It's Wonder Juice. It's Wonder Juice.
But yeah, so I'm super excited about that. Another thing I'm very excited about. This is... Do you have the picture of the cup ready?
It's on here somewhere.
All right. Because what we have today, my friend, happens to be the very last episode for I Want the Mug. That's right. The mug has showed up. Fragile. I'm guessing it's Italian. I don't know. It's some kind of award. It's some kind of award. I'm just going to rip it open. We're just going to rip it open real quick.
Just get it. Just get it.
It comes very well packaged. It comes very well packaged. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Shots fired. Shots fired. Here we go. What could it be? It is, in fact, your very own Boys in the Wood.
Oh, hold on. Ting, ting.
It's a beautiful
listen
cup.
Listen to that. Listen to
it's
that song.
It's a beautiful cup. Beautiful. Comes with a little piece of paper, maybe a thank you. So today's the last episode. This is your last chance for I Want the Mug. You need to go to the YouTube channel. You need to subscribe. You need to like. There are a few videos out there where we've shown the picture and or mentioned I Want the Mug. And every one of those videos gives you an entry.
This video, look at that right there. Look at that.
I want the mug. So good luck to everyone. It has shown up. And the reasoning behind the delay, it is not printful. In fact, I was so damn impressed when the situation did get fixed. They had these items made ready to go. They just had not received the payment. And utilizing Shopify and their POS system, it's user-friendly to a point. And what was happening is that the purchases, that money, was going to an account, but I guess I never linked that account to the ordering process. Something like that. But anywho, to save the baloney, it's well caught. It's taken care of. The store is now live again because there was a couple of days where the store was taken offline. So that's boysinthewoods906.shop. Boysinthewoods906.shop. If you don't win one of these, you can go ahead and get yourself. Did you also receive some coasters? How do them coasters look?
I got a coaster upstairs. I did not bring the coaster downstairs, but I also have.
You also have the mug. It's gorgeous. You have one. The wife has one. The wife loves it. She uses it often.
It tastes even better out in the mug.
So that's fantastic. Good luck to everyone who's entered so far. Don't forget, you have to go to the YouTube page, subscribe, like, and then comment in these videos, I want the mug. So you have to be a subscriber. You have to like the page, and then you comment on those videos, I want the mug. So
I want the mug.
Talking about championship prizes, we'll segue right into what I believe is a Max Verstappen problem in the F1. Max Verstappen, the F1 has a Max Verstappen problem. Yes, absolutely. Their first race of the season was this year. Obviously this year, sorry, this last weekend, Sunday. And by lap two, Verstappen had a 10-plus second lead on everyone.
He's just that much better than everybody else.
Before he pitted, he was 20-plus seconds in front of second place. When he got out of the pit, he still had a 16-second lead. He no longer owned the fastest lap. So then he comes out, and I was watching with Cousin Chris, and I said, because Cousin Chris is like, oh, who's got the fastest lap? And at one point, it was Sergio Perez who took second, and then I believe Carlos Sainz came in and took it for a small second. And I said, don't worry, Verstappen's going to pit, and then either or on the second lap, he's going to take that fastest lap. I said, on the second lap, after pitting, he's going to take that fastest lap. Second lap after pitting, he takes the fastest lap, and the third lap after, I guess at one point he went, no, I can do it faster, and retook the fastest lap from himself. And so the big thing with this, and it's why we have been talking about tires, if you haven't, like, if you don't know F1, and we don't know F1, we're learning F1. But right. Something I caught on early that I felt was a big story was these tires. And again, Verstappen is doing stuff on these tires that other drivers aren't able to, but can't. And that's why I'm saying F1 has a Verstappen problem. I love what he's doing. It's fantastic. I'm not taking away from his glory or his driving ability. In fact, I'm magnifying it. He is such a better driver.
Yeah.
He is such a better driver that F1 needs to figure out how to bring the rest of the pack a to little him. Bit closer.
Yeah.
And I think the tires and Bridgestone is where this situation is going to come in. Because, bro, he was doing it on hard tires, which is just apparently mind-blowing. You're not supposed to be able to do this. It's not the car anymore. Last year, you could think it was the car, and Red Bull has a fantastic car. But from my very weak understanding, with the new F1 rules, and new, this is the third year with it, in the off season, all these cars in some way come together, right? And there might be some trickery played. And again, I'm not stepping in that direction yet because we don't know yet. We're just learning.
I've heard a few podcast interviews with him, and I think he might have actually been on like Rogan or something. People talk so highly of this guy. He's just that good. He's just that good of a driver.
He is that good. Like, and when you watch, dude, by lap 2, he had a double digit second lead on second place.
Without people spinning out, that's just unheard of. That just doesn't happen.
This season, obviously very early, and I just started watching religiously around the Vegas last season. Okay. But from my understanding, last season he did not lose a race that he was in the pole position, number one pole position. And this season now, he started first race, number one pole position. That first turn is huge, and I get it. But for you to be able to come out of that first turn with those tires and gain, bro, it was either a 12, 16, or 23 second lead by the fucking second lap, dude. It was just, it was mind-blowing. So, congratulations.
To watch, but it also makes it disheartening for any... to think that you're going for second, dude. You're going
for second. You're playing for second. And that's I said, F1 may have a Verstappen problem. They may have a Verstappen problem. And that's what I meant by that. The other two big things I definitely wanted to talk about. Congratulations to his teammate, Sergio Perez, coming in second place. When I watch the shit, it makes me feel like it's goddamn Ricky Bobby and Cal Ripken? Is that it makes me feel like just let me win once, Ricky. Shake and bake, baby. But then Carlos Sainz came in third. And I'm so happy for this dude because from everything I'm reading and from what I'm watching, specifically from what I was watching on the parade of drivers, you had Hamilton and the young blood there from Charles Leclerc, the young gun from Ferrari. They were talking by themselves well away from everyone else. Now, Hamilton is moving to Ferrari next season. And the scuttlebutt was, where does Carlos Sainz go? And now we're going to leave this on this. We're going to move on because this is the cliffhanger. Carlos Sainz and Sergio Perez were talking amongst themselves in the group of people, but the group of people didn't matter, while Hamilton and the other Ferrari driver were talking. It feels okay, so this might end up being a storm. Turns out Carlos Sainz, not the young blood from Ferrari, Carlos Sainz won. Or took a pole position. I'm sorry, he got third. And his team wasn't there.
Damn.
The outside picture has the Ferrari team on the outside of the crowd, the outside of the photographers. Why weren't they there?
Strange.
So this might end up being something we see more going on with the season. I feel some heavy drama coming for Ferrari. And if this is what they're doing to, I get it that Carlos is a little bit older than Charles, but Carlos in Spanish is Charles, mother truckers. And I'm a Charles too. So this hits me hard. Okay. That's all I got to say about it for now.
Before we get into any more sports, let's do some well wishes for the family out there. Chris Mortensen passed away, longtime sportscaster, announcer. He was big into the NFL draft. If you've heard his voice for over 40 years.
This one hit me like Stuart Scott hit me.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Chris Mortensen. And you will be missed on draft day for sure.
I'm going to miss his smile on the television and his energy, his knowledge. So I can't imagine.
He brought it.
Yeah, I can't imagine those who actually knew him, how they're feeling. Absolutely. Prayers, wishes. Cancer is a son of a bitch.
Yeah, I had to make sure we were past the 10-minute mark there. Educate yourself on that, people, because that's it's one of the silent killers, too, apparently, for men.
And it's taking our childhood voices from us. Yeah. It's...
Because what the other one was Dickie B, right? Dickie B, did he have esophageal?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. What's in the water, Disney? I'm kidding. But maybe not. Very well respected. Many wishes. Moving on to another positive note. I'd like to point out somewhere that I've been wrong, and it might be too early to call myself wrong, but I like to jump on things early, right? Draymond Green. Since his return, not only have the Golden State Warriors been way better, but his attitude on the court and off of the court, I'm shocked to say.
The therapy may have worked.
Honestly.
It seems like it. It does seem like it worked.
It definitely seems like it. And it doesn't, it shouldn't mean spit. For anybody to hear my opinion on this, to be honest.
No, but if he is making that effort to change and he's doing it and he's been proving it, so if he continues to go the way that he's going, at the end of the season, the only person that Charles and I are going to be mad about is on the NBA. And he is a guy that we've mentioned on this podcast many times. We don't like his takes.
Oh, man, there's so many people.
No, this guy and you do not see eye to eye.
Oh, yeah, big perk.
We don't even give him props on this show.
Yeah, yeah, I had to walk away from that dude. Yeah, it's, oh, man. Which brings me to my next point. Has anybody seen old boy since he made them comments about Sabrina? Have we seen him at all?
Kenny Smith?
Yeah. Where's Jay Will been, too? Has anybody seen Jay Will?
They do a very good job of silencing a lot of these people real quick.
Real quick. Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier today. I'm so glad that our conversation led to this. But it's like, what? Are they about to get the Jalen Rose treatment?
It's entirely possible.
We'll see him on a pod. Great. Now we're going to have to compete with some more podcasters. Great.
We can compete with them. That's the thing, though. You compete with these guys, but we're all on the same level. Like, they just have more people listening to what they have to say. We're all on the same level intellectually as far as what we say and the takes we have.
Their growth is like a spike and then a plateau, as ours has been.
I
think in this situation, it's the same situation, which we'll segue immediately into this. Yeah. It's the same situation as draft and draft stock. So you hear the term battle tested, and that's fantastic.
Speaking of which, draft stock, can we just stop right there? Did you watch Sam Hartman's freaking 40 time run?
No.
Bro, oh my God, you got to watch this. Yeah, it's entertaining as shit.
While you're pulling that up, I'll finish that quick thought. So it's like the draft stock. It's the same thing with our show. You've got battle-tested, the ceiling on a battle-tested player. But in the draft stock, that ceiling has the ability to surpass. And it's the same thing in our world, just as it is in Justin Fields and Caleb Williams' world right now. The ceiling on Caleb Williams is way higher than the known ceiling on Justin Fields. It seems like a no safety net argument, but what is it? 90-some% of the time when a NFL player is an overall number one consensus, no matter who you talk to, Caleb Williams is the number one, unless it's Dan Orlovsky. And guess what? Dan Orlovsky also said Josh Allen was a bust. Lamar Jackson was going to be no good.
Patrick Mahomes also stepped out of the back of the end zone and had one of the greatest plays of all time.
He's a good analyst once you get there. I heard that, and I agree wholeheartedly. But the dude can't pick a quarterback for spit. All right? So
yeah, he should probably just stick to the rest of the players.
That's the same thing that happened with us picking Green Bay last year.
Not even, we won't even go that far. I'll go to yesterday. I'll keep me away from edge rushers because apparently I don't know what the fuck they are, Charles. The whole TJ Watt thing had me freaking reeling, man. Reeling. I was like, how do you get this?
His fucking card, man. His fucking card, man.
His sports card, his fucking team. Goddamn Badgers.
Misprint.
I just don't like the way they label them. They label them edge, but edge is in a position. It's a statistical thing that they use to call a player. Yes, it'd be like calling a safety that comes in or a corner a sniper.
Right. The you know? One of the things we mentioned on that show too, I think resonated really well, was it's like the wide receiver position. And then you break it even further to slot receiver, wide receiver number one, or wide receiver number two.
That's what's his face from the Saints? Taysom Hill.
Tyson Hill. Is he a tight end? Is he a quarterback? Yeah.
Certain fantasy leagues allow you to pick him as or Shohei in baseball, fantasy baseball. You can draft him as a pitcher or a hitter. Two people can have him.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Well, absolutely.
That's weird. But anyway, all right, let's get into the Sam Hart.
That's weird. That's how they started doing that now. Before, when they first got into the league, you would just get him. And when he pitched, you could have him in the starting role. But anyways, let's check out this 40 time.
All right. So
Sam Hartman.
Before I get into this, what do you think he runs, Charles?
Honestly, I forgot he was a quarterback. I'm going to guess 5'12".
Hey, he's the only quarterback that's running. He's running with the wide receivers.
5'12".
All right. Let's check this out.
So here's Sam Hartman, the only QB running a 40 here in this group. Off he goes.
Ooh, 4'8".
Cheering him on. All right.
Rich, back up to you. I'm trying to get Jerry in a line.
So his hair moving, I lost it. I was
so choppy. I'll have to catch the video later. I was actually impressed with the 40 time.
I guess for a white quarterback, 4'8".
I'm impressed mostly because I thought he was going to be above 5. He was well below 5.
There's defensive linemen that are like 300 pounds that can run under 5.
Oh, yeah. No, again, I don't want there to be any confusion.
I did rewatch that big offensive lineman that ran that 4.9 or 5.0. Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't bring Mims up yesterday. I really was. I think that's the Georgia effect, though. An old boy's an LSU fan.
Yeah. They
don't. By the way, I may have preemptively talking about this, but Angela Reese might not be playing right now because she's got a sub-2 GPA. I think it's like 1.92, 1.98.
She ain't going to class, dude. There's no way. She's not going to class at all. Did you happen to see the video where she called out the fans?
Oh, God.
She's bring it. She's like, you broke ass, bring it, you broke ass. Because they were like, bet. And she's bring it. And I was like, come on, you cannot be doing that to the fans. I don't care what they're saying.
I agree.
Don't interact with them. Just don't.
I agree.
And I get it.
She went after old Clark there.
Forgot to congratulate South Carolina on going back-to-back undefeated seasons.
Oh my god, dude. And that bums me out because we talk about South Carolina all the time. We're very big fans of South Carolina on this podcast. So the women's basketball. I mean, it's a head coach for sure. So
I'm excited for the Big Ten tournament because apparently the Caitlin Clark and the Ohio State team got some beef because of that. They're running into her, rushing the field, rushing the court.
Yeah.
I'm like, so this could get very interesting.
They brought that in the last game. I wonder what the viewership numbers. We'll have to bring that up.
Oh, they were high for that game. It was on ESPN, I think.
Fox. It was on Fox.
Was it on Fox? Okay, it was on Fox. My apologies. We'll edit that out. ESPN, you don't get the perp for that.
Keep going, though. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. So apparently this is what happened with Angel Reese. She was, I forget what game it was, but she was chattering back and forth with one of the fans. And I think they were giving her some grief about the fact that she's got NIL money and that she lost that bet with them wanting to be able to call her like Bayou Barbie. Did you hear about that too?
No.
Yeah, she lost that. She lost that thing. She had a legal agreement or whatever that it was like cease and desist order. They wouldn't allow her to use that name or the name, image, likeness for it because it's already used by someone else. It's a some kind of Instagram person or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Some lady that uses it with a bunch of tattoos. I looked it up and I was like, this is weird.
It's just like the Florida dude. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like hanging out with crocodiles and stuff.
Yeah.
She's all tatted up. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I get it. But yeah, she's definitely not she's not a role model. women out there. I feel bad.
No, not football. Not football. F you.
Oh, he did bring that up too, that we didn't get to talk about it. He brought that up when I talked to him the first time. By the way, everybody, on Thursday we're going to be having a very special guest, 42-year-old baseball player, pitcher for the Oakland A's. He was drafted in 2004, Rob Semaron.
That was a good dude. He was
102-mile-per-hour fastball. Holy shnikes.
One of the absolute best sounds. Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up later. It's the numbers either aren't out yet or for some
What's
reason
that?
Just hard to find. I wanted to find the viewership. Yeah, the viewership numbers.
The Fox doesn't publish their viewer numbers until the end of the week, which technically would be today, correct? Hey. Well, Sunday would be the end of the week, right? Because Sunday starts the new week. Saturday would be the end of the week.
It depends. It depends on what the media week is. Media weeks might be Wednesday.
I don't know. Sports
media
weeks
might be Thursday to Thursday.
Yeah, because the NFL is Tuesday, technically, is the end of their week because Monday Night Football is done. And
Yeah,
we're getting close to the end of college basketball season, so we're going to have some interesting. Michigan still sucks. They lost to Ohio State by 23 points again. So the Fire Howard chants are definitely going to start grumbling even more. The fact the guy still has a job to me is unbelievable. Michigan State, like we said, I hope they don't make the NCAA tournament because, for God's sakes, don't let the Izzo effect be the insurance for them to make the NCAA tournament, because that's bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
Yeah, they should be in the NIL, or what is that one?
NIT?
NIT, yeah.
They did away with the other one they had. It was like some kind of weird CIT or CBI, or it was the College Basketball Invitational. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Did away with that one.
Michigan should not be in anything.
Oh, they've only got 8 wins. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, which is my... I understand why Juwan Howard isn't fired yet. There's no point in putting more poison in the bucket. The bucket has already got enough poison in it, right? A terrible season, terrible stretch. It's one of the only eye-catching headlines that you're catching for Michigan about people leaving.
If he's
right,
bad.
I don't know of another player that had the magnitude of Hunter Dickinson that has left the university. Even with Harbaugh leaving, I think we lost one guy. I think he went to Ohio State, maybe two people. My point is,
was only one player that was even going to play, was even going to start, left Michigan after Harbaugh left. But that's coaching. That comes down to having great coaches.
Well, absolutely.
And retaining good coaches.
So,
If Martelli leaves, that's going to tell you a lot about what's going on with the program.
Well, absolutely.
Because Phil's the guy that is, he backs Howard. He was the one coaching these kids. Yeah. And they were playing better when he was coaching them. Let's just be honest. I think they were 6-2 or 6-3.
But the key thing is that what does taking Howard out do? At this point, honestly, at the end of the season...
they can't be any worse than they were this year, even with any coach.
That's what I'm saying. What's the point of creating potentially more bad blood? Because let's be honest, the Fab Five are divas. They feel like they've been robbed their entire life, okay? And boneheaded timeout cancels all of that, okay? Regardless...
Well, you know why.
I understand why they're not firing him. I won't get it if they continue with him.
If they wait, if next season his kid is gone, I can see them getting rid of him, because he might be the only reason that's keeping them there. Because they already brought the Fab Five together and it didn't help.
Yeah. It did what it needed to. It kept the stands decent. And it brought a little bit of excitement. And he did recruit well, but you just can't coach. And if you can't coach and you don't allow your assistants to have a larger voice because of whatever reason, then this is the outcome.
When was the last team with a bunch of 5-stars that even won a national championship? Was it Kansas?
Probably. Or
Duke. I think it is. And that was quite a while ago. The rest of these teams were all a bunch of 4 and 3 and 4 stars with guys that are seniors, that are fifth-year seniors that usually win it. And they're blue bloods, though. They're good programs. I'm not saying that it's like Georgia Southern that's like making the NCAA tournament championship game, but these teams are They're a fine steak that's been grilled and simmered on the iron for a while. They're teams that have been together for a moment. They built a culture, and Michigan lost that with Beilein. When he left, that team just became a shell of what it was.
Beilein, to me, is like the Tom Thibodeau of the NBA, right? He's going to lay you a great foundation, but if you want the lights turned on in the building you're attempting to build, you're going to have to bring in a new designer. Somebody who takes that foundation and continues the project that was laid out before them.
Well, he won a national championship. They ripped it from Michigan.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst calls ever in basketball. That block that they called on the Louisville game.
The entire Louisville game was terrible.
And then the Villanova game as well. That game was absolute dog crap too. They dog walked Michigan, and don't get me wrong, they were going to beat Michigan. But
I'm not talking negatively on Beilein, nor would I'm talking. Am I talking negatively on Thibodeau or Mike Budenhauser? Right, like these are people that have the ability to get you there, and the argument can also be made for Doc Rivers. You're going to get you there, but he can't get you to the finish line. Do they cross the finish line? They have to eventually. That's a numbers game. You're going to get there eventually.
Dude, I hate to be that guy with Doc Rivers, but I'm starting to think that this guy doesn't know how to coach. Well, I'm starting to think he doesn't know how to coach.
I'm thinking he's just a figure.
I think he's a figurehead. I think he is a presence.
We've got a big test coming up tonight, and I've got it actually right here. Since the All-Star break, we haven't lost, and outside of the Timberwolves, nobody scored 100 points. 76ers managed 98.
Did you see that game the other night?
The Hornets managed 85.
It was 80. Did you see the game the other night? It was 89-88. I think it was the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
There was a game that didn't even score 90 the other night. I'm like, what the hell happened? Some of these teams had 80 at halftime before.
Yeah. No, this is after the All-Star break, bro. Listen, after the All-Star break, February 23rd, Bucks 112, Timberwolves 107. 25th, Bucks 119, 76ers 98. This is where I question it because it's the Hornets and they suck. But February 27th, Bucks 123, Hornets 85. February 29th, Bucks 111, Hornets 99. March 1st, Bucks 113, Bulls 97. And in the last three games, our starters don't even play in the fourth quarter, more or less. I think they play the first couple minutes, and then you got
three of those teams aren't even going to make sniff the playoffs.
And I'm glad you're bringing this up because this is definitely something that I wanted to talk about.
I'm not saying that they're not winning, but I'm saying those are teams they should beat. They should beat. I'm not saying they should beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, for me, what's interesting is before the All-Star break, we weren't even beating these teams. And if we did, it was close all the way to the end. And we were giving up 120 points.
They're good enough with Giannis and Dame to be able to flip that switch. They can beat these teams.
There's been injuries the last couple of weeks. The last couple of weeks leading into the All-Star break. Coming out of the All-Star break, we've been healthy. Now, Chris Middleton's injured tonight. He had an ankle injury. Something happened last night or in the last game. So he's going to be out. But we still got Bobby Portis.
Dude.
And they've only played like 40-some games together. You had two superstars coming in and clashing.
One of the problems is Boston is just so good.
Boston's really good right now.
They're 52-12.
But the Bucks are beating Boston. And they're beating the Nuggets. It's just how they were getting beat up until the last time we played the Nuggets, we beat them 112-95. That was February 12th.
I don't think they beat Boston this year, though.
Oh, yeah. We beat them at home. On January 11th, we beat the Bucks, or we beat the Celtics 135-102. I think that was at our house, though. I'm trying to find the one where we were at their house. Hell, I'm all the way back in November. Okay. Yeah. The game before that, we lost 119-116, but they were at home. It's been very competitive. My biggest fear was their defense. Their scoring was going to be what they're going to be. And Dame coming out of that All-Star break was fucking energized, bro.
Do you see this dude for NC State that's 300 pounds out there playing against Duke?
I've got the game. Dude, right,
he's
now
at number 30.
I'll have to see. They're doing something.
Dude, you got to look at this guy. Oh, dude, wait till you see him. He's a big boy.
He's got, does he got braids?
He's got some cornrows, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's
he's hilarious. A big boy, dude. He's a big boy.
What's your take on Jackson Chourio receiving a 10-year deal this offseason before he's even swung at a pitch in an MLB ballpark?
I'm okay with it because the money wasn't a crazy amount of money for 10 years. Not for 10 years, no.
Yeah.
And it's got to be player friendly and obviously team friendly.
Do we see him this season? Is that because the move for Frelick into the infield?
I think we see him in the end of June.
I think Sal in the infield is going to be huge.
Sal, third base?
His mobility in the outfield and his ability to make those defensive plays.
He's talented enough that you want him on the field no matter what. You just want him out there as a presence.
His speed, his defense, and he has a good bat. I don't think we're going to be seeing a buttload of home runs this season, but I think we're going to see more runs scored this season than last season.
With Hoskins, they're going to, and Sanchez, they're going to have some pop. Because what Sanchez was brought in for is for his bat. He wasn't brought in for his defensive skills.
Absolutely.
He's a 250, 260 hitter, but he also hits 25, 30 home runs. If he comes in as a DH?
I think he is DH this year because we don't have Rowdy anymore.
No, and Contreras can freaking swing the sticks. Hoskins is the guy they brought. They came in. He can swing. They're gonna hit some home runs, but they're not gonna be a power team.
Oh yeah, he doesn't have very good handles though.
No, but he's got 17 points. He's a good player.
Yeah,
he's 275, 6'8". You know who he reminds me of, and I want you to say it. He played for Michigan. Tractor.
God.
Tractor trailer back in the day, they called him Tractor Trailer. Remember that guy, that big old behemoth of a man?
No, I don't.
Oh man, I don't think he ever made a jumper. Every time I ever see him, it was off the bank, off the glass.
That dude Tractor was trying to back the guy up, and the guy's like,
"Dude, watch Tractor." Dude, let's all right. Let's. I have to, Charles. Let's watch some Tractor Trailer highlights.
While you're bringing those videos up, oh damn, I almost knocked everything down.
Actually, he played in the NBA.
While you're bringing those videos up. Congratulations, Mike Evans, staying in Tampa Bay. I want to feel really good about this because I've said multiple times on various podcasts now at this point that Mike Evans had a Super Bowl. And Florida seems like a pretty good place to be when you're a millionaire. The idea that if you pay me enough to stay here, I'm going to stay here or not. Or if you don't, the only place I'm going to go is a contender sat really well with me. And it would have been foolish for Tampa Bay to let him go anywhere else. I'm glad he stayed there. I'm glad he stayed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That was cool. And then, man, to Jason Kelce. What a career.
Yeah, congratulations, Kelce. Well-deserved retirement.
Yeah, what a career. I don't know. It seems like on the internet there was some shock and awe about this, but walk off the field the way you did there in your playoff loss. I guess it could have been interpreted as him thinking he never would have gotten to the playoffs again, but Philadelphia is going to be in the playoffs again next year. Let's be honest. Who knows though? Maybe that's the first year headline or the first third headline that becomes one of the most talked about points. Cause if you, let's say the Eagles start off this season 1-5. So going back to last season, then you're talking there, 2-11?
Yeah.
That would be terrible. That would be terrible.
We can't watch it. It's too grainy. But his nickname was Baby Shaq.
Okay. I'll look up videos of him.
He got drafted, I think, by either the Wizards or the Sacramento Kings. And he had a pretty good NBA career. He did pass away a few years ago. He had some growth hormone thing issue. Rest in peace. He was one of the guys. He was most famous in Michigan for shattering the backboard. In a basketball game.
That's probably why they were calling him Baby Shaq. Well, probably a multitude of other reasons, including his size. We're getting closer to draft day. The combine's over. We're hearing stuff about Green Bay. The Green Bay charity softball game is up. Aaron Jones is still on the poster. I'm guessing we're going to get the Aaron Jones thing figured out. I'm bummed to see Dylan.
They don't have much time to get it figured out, so hopefully they don't dick the dog and they get it done.
But to revisit a couple of topics before the end, the Russell Wilson topic.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. 85 million.
$85 million. So he's going to be getting paid.
Yeah.
By Denver. Justin Fields is going to that piece has to be put on the board before any other quarterback, I think, moves. Before you really see anything at all.
Yeah.
I think the Bears are doing exactly what the Bears do. They're Justin Fields was never more valuable than Friday night, 8 p.m. And his value continued at a small drop through Saturday, because the quarterbacks, there wasn't a lot of love, but there's still a lot of game tape. And for the most part, outside of Caleb Williams, you have the medical situation taken care of, okay? And you have all your questions that you wanted to ask. So the pro days and everything are going to come. But, wow, yeah, he's got a pretty decent hook. But if I'm in the front office now, I'm looking at the Justin Fields situation as I don't need to put that much value into it anymore. The combine just happened, and I realize that if I can't get Justin Fields now, I don't have to hurt my organization, because there's a guy in the third round that I know I'm going to get, or in the late second round, that will get me to next year or the year after when the quarterback classes are looking pretty decent, such as Shedeur Sanders.
The thing is, if you're going into rebuild mode, why are you in panic mode for the draft? That's exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Why go panic and go draft a quarterback this year when you can wait?
I now see what I wasn't able to acquire through game tape. I have these individuals, minus the one guy who doesn't believe in space. Well done, dude. You got yourself talked about in a world with Caleb Williams, but I don't think you meant it to go the way it has gone, okay? And kudos to the random placement dude to ask the question that nobody else would have ever thought to ask, so you could give your goofy-ass answer to get people to talk about
it. What do we want to say? It was top of mind. The question was top of mind.
But anyways, my point with this now, right, is that if I come to you with a second and a late third, and you're like, no, I want more, I'm going to tell you to fuck off, because my guy's an early third, and I'm going to keep my second, which you don't have. And this draft is so heavy in pieces that you need not the king or queen, but we're talking bishops, knights, better than pawns, pieces that you normally get in other drafts in the late first round, early second. You're going to be getting these fuckers in the late second, early third. So now you're in a terrible position now if you're looking for more for Justin Fields, because I know you want to trade him, which means your guys are telling you what my guys are telling me. Caleb Williams has a higher ceiling than Justin Fields. Maybe we've now run into a situation with who actually wants Justin. Is it only the Steelers?
I can't imagine it's only the Steelers, unless these teams have completely settled on the draft.
We're talking about the same teams that passed on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Are we really that confused at this point? Maybe the Bears haven't traded Justin Fields because it's not about they haven't received an offer they want. It's about they're not getting an offer they're allowed to take.
It's possible.
And now you're well past the combine. There ain't no way I'm giving you a second rounder, mid or early, because those wide receivers and those fast-ass cornerbacks and the offensive tackle list, hell, I'd rather roll the dice on an offensive tackle than Justin Fields at this point, because if I don't have an offensive tackle, I see what Justin Fields can do.
If the draft capital and return is not that great, I can see Pittsburgh just waiting this out. If they know that nobody else is interested, they'll just wait till draft day and see their best bet. They'll go into panic mode. Yeah.
I would, at this point, you've lost all leverage.
We're at the end of game Monday now. Yeah.
Just like you just said, bro, absolutely. If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, because ties to Atlanta, yada, 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 I'm taking Kirk Cousins over Justin Fields. And if I'm Atlanta, and I've heard all of this about Kirk Cousins' wife being from Atlanta.
Here's the thing, Charles. I'm going to name a couple free agent quarterbacks. You tell me, we already know this off the top of our head. Justin Fields, franchise quarterback or no?
I don't want to ruin his draft stock. That's the thing. It's why I haven't ripped into Caleb Williams, bro. I can't wait for the draft to be start.
Just say right now, because
hell no.
Okay.
All right.
And then you go in, but you Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Yes, because he can get you to a Super Bowl. He's won 13, 14 games. He can win.
Kirk Cousins on the right contract get you a Super Bowl.
Russell Wilson's already won one, so we know he's a franchise quarterback. He's just running out of years to be a franchise quarterback.
I don't know if Russell Wilson's personality screams franchise quarterback anymore. It has nothing to do with his talent.
But I think what we're missing is that him and the coach don't see eye to eye, and that doesn't bode well for
absolutely.
Success,
I'm thinking Russell Wilson's going to end up in New England. I'm feeling that situation. The Patriots there.
I'm gonna put this rumor out there, and this is a rumor that I believe I heard, but it's obviously coming from somebody's personal opinion. They want this to happen. Denver wants to trade Russell Wilson, but they ended up releasing him. Okay, all right. I think Russell might take a year off and not get paid, and just get paid. Yeah. Here's the deal. I believe New England's moving up. I think they're gonna strike a deal with the Bears, and they're taking Caleb Williams number one. Because they're only going to move up a few spots. The Bears, what would they give up? They'd give up a third rounder or a fourth round pick, and they'd move up to number one. That's not going to hurt the Bears, because the Bears are planning on taking not Caleb Williams. The next possible situation would be
the first round draft pick would cost so much.
I don't think swapping first and four isn't gonna.
No,
be
you don't know.
I'm
another opinion from what I've heard, from what I've been gathering from all these draft, and from listening to Ryan Poles himself saying the you would be giving up 3 years. You'd be giving up 3 years of draft picks, more or less.
The Bears already did that for Khalil Mack, so they're used to it. Let's just be honest.
No, I'm saying you'd be giving up if somebody wants to move up to first. You're going to be giving up three. You're going to switch this year's first, next year's first.
If you're outside the top five,
like trying to think about it logically, yeah. But again, listening to Ryan Poles and the offers that have already been quote unquote leaked, bro, you're talking switching picks this year, a first rounder, and this is in the top five. A first rounder next year and a first rounder the year after.
Then that just screams that it's already said and done. They're taking Williams then.
Yes, absolutely. That's why the other thing too, bro, like if you have a quarterback, you have a quarterback. You don't play this game. You don't play this game. Who has a solidified quarterback in the NFL that plays this game?
Just about every team that made the playoffs and maybe a couple of them outside of it.
Yeah, but I don't think I worded that question correctly. But yes, we're on the same answer. Not a fucking soul. If you're a playoff team, if you're winning, your quarterback's doing good to great, you don't have these questions in the offseason. So
the top 10 teams.
Yeah,
top 10 teams.
Yes. So they're absolutely taking a quarterback in this draft. Is it Caleb Williams? If you're asking me personally, yes, it has to be. I don't care what Jaden Daniels might be. I don't care what other boy might be. You're talking about a dude who would have been the consensus number one pick last year, and he's the consensus number one pick this year. You don't see a dude like that. You don't. And those dudes work in the NFL. You're sitting on 8% chance that he isn't going to work. Right? Like, you're going to take that 8% chance and go, nah, I think if we do a little bit better with Fields, he might be able to perform better.
I actually think the last Trevor Lawrence might have been that guy.
Trevor Lawrence was like the last guy. And arguably, let's talk about Trevor Lawrence for just a second. Is he blowing shit out of the water? No. But he made Jacksonville relevant. And I don't remember Jacksonville growing up.
No, they were bad before he came.
I mean,
so.
Maybe, what, Maurice Jones Jr., I think?
Maurice Jones Drew. He was that tiny
Drew, yeah. Okay, so let's be honest. Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson has gotten the Jaguars into the conversation.
Yeah, they've squeezed enough juice out of that to make themselves relevant, for sure.
You're not a terrible quarterback in that situation. No. That's why I'm questioning Justin Herbert. I don't question Harbaugh, and I see what's going to happen. My hot take, are you ready for this? The Chargers trade that number five pick. If you're building for the future...
They don't need a core.
They don't need anything. They don't really need anything.
If Harrison's there, they'd take him.
No. Maybe because of money and getting rid of it, blah, 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 blah. But, arguably, Harbaugh trades that pick, builds capital for the future, floats this fucking, this cap shit that they're dealing with, because they're in a terrible cap situation. You're going to have to bite the bullet for a couple of years. You're going to be bad again next year with flashes of improvement. I want to surpass that. But we both love Harbaugh. We can't
get caught in that rabbit hole. Didn't they? They're going to probably have an easier schedule this year, though, because they did so poorly last year.
It's the division they're in. They're still with Patrick Mahomes, right? And Max Crosby.
What is Kansas City's cap situation anyway? I never really looked into that. They're
Kansas
fine.
City and Green Bay are in the same situation, dude. That's what's so mind-numbingly ignorant to us, right? We're in good cap space. We're in some terrible situations due to some unforeseen circumstances.
Isn't it 2 years from now, Green Bay is going to have the second or third most amount of money to like spend in free agency? Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're so young. So the team we have now will not only be able to pay, but we'll be able to fill a hole or five if needed in the free agency, which is something we plan on doing this year. Even with, because we've got
that
a bunch
is the
of restructures.
That they're going to be doing more free agency signings with for veteran players to help boost the line. I think they're going to get a veteran linebacker and probably a veteran safety, because those are two positions they don't feel that they can fill in the drafts based off of where they stand, which doesn't make sense because they got four picks in the top 100.
That's the best team way to put it.
Maybe what their needs are, the top 100 isn't the players that they
maybe they'll trade back, I wouldn't even be upset.
He's a big proponent of that Gutenkist, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name.
We'll call him Brian. We'll just use his first
we'll call him
name.
Brian.
We'll call him
Captain Brian.
Brian. Captain Brian. But I think the defense's biggest issue last year was lack of veteran leadership. And I don't think bringing more young guys from the draft to fill those holes is going to do what Green Bay needs to progress further next year and not regress.
No, unfortunately, Campbell's gone. It sounds like they made an agreement with Preston Smith, though. He's going to be coming back.
Yeah.
So a little bit of help on the line then for him. I think they still have most of their defensive line is still intact.
Well, absolutely. We're young. That's the thing. This team we're watching right now, we're going to be watching in lieu of injuries, more or less guaranteed the next 5 years. We don't have to worry about free agents here or there, 4 to 5 years, right?
Bo Melton's brother is in the draft? Bo Melton's brother?
I didn't see that.
The wide receiver for Green Bay? He's in the draft? Yeah, he had a pretty good, I think he had a 4 or 5, 3. 40 tight. I don't know what he is. A DB?
I'll be interested to see where the other DB, McCaffrey goes. It's quick. Good football family. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to take him, I'm guessing, mid to late second round. I don't know,
second
though.
Round?
That's the thing. There's so much second talent. Round? Even the moment. Don't worry. What you're thinking right now, my brain pushed through my whole body the moment I said it.
Yeah, he went
late
to
third
Rice.
Round. Late third round.
Yeah, he went to Rice. Competition. That's all I got to say. Rice. Competition. Yeah. That's the thing. The pedigree, if he was better, why didn't he stay at Colorado? Wasn't he at Colorado or something like that?
I'm not sure.
He was a quarterback, and then he became a wide receiver. I don't know why he transferred to Rice. I don't get that. Because I thought the whole family lived in Colorado.
I'm not sure. Honestly, Ed McCaffrey was a really good football player.
Maybe he wanted to transition to wide receiver, and that's the only place that would let him.
Maybe.
That's entirely possible, too. I didn't think about that. because he was a quarterback and he wanted to convert.
Ed McCaffrey's a good football player. Christian McCaffrey's a great football player.
Well, we know his dad was a great wide receiver.
Maybe Rice was just well out of the shadow.
That's entirely possible, too. Maybe, I can see that.
Maybe Rice was where he was able to find out who he is.
This is exactly why I think that Bronny needs to get the fuck out of California.
Yeah. I do think with everything inside of me as an armchair analyst that Bronny is going to be way better. Or, I'm sorry, the other son is going to be way better.
I think that poor kid, I feel bad for him because he's got this huge spotlight on him. And L.A. is negative, super negative city to, like, try to do this in.
Yeah.
He'd be better off going to Fresno State or some smaller college and go to Gonzaga. Not even Gonzaga.
Go to Kansas. Aries. Go to Duke. Fuck it. Go to LSU.
Go somewhere where the coach can develop you correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. Go hang out for a couple of years. Hell, it's going to be tough. All your dad has to do is get on a plane. That plane probably picks him up right from the front door, wherever the hell he's at.
It's a fucking helicopter.
I'm not hating. Coming in. I'm appreciating.
Yeah. Exactly.
That'd be chill as shit. Carbon footprint my Charles ass, motherfucker.
We would love to have a helicopter come drop in and pick us up. Charles has had a helicopter come pick him up, but not the same kind of helicopter. Yeah. We want the old five-star treatment with the shrimp and the... The shrimp and the cheese
curds my ass.
Or something.
I want baby powder next to the seat. Why? It don't matter why. I'm 36.
It's the champ on the hands. I'm making nice and soft.
If you don't know why I'm using baby powder at 36, wait till you hit 36, all right?
Play with cardboard a lot. You'll understand.
We're interested about the draft coming up. We got a lot. We got a lot coming up. One more shout out for the mug. Remember, you have to be a subscriber. You have to like the page. And then you just have to comment, I want the mug. We'll let this fold. We're recording this on Monday. This Sunday. Or when does this episode come out?
Yeah, this one come out tomorrow. The easy one to grow out tomorrow.
Okay. Yes. So this Sunday, we will reveal the winner on that recording. And then whenever that recording gets shot out, maybe what we'll do is Sunday night, we'll do a quick live on Facebook. We'll do a quick little 10-minute thing on Facebook, and
I'm gonna do a promo, and I probably will promo it on Instagram, and it'll go on YouTube, and I'll hold the mug up and I'll demo it for everybody, and I'll just say, hey, you go to the YouTube page, subscribe, comment, I want the mug, and there you go, you're ready to roll. Like, we've got
so
four
perfect.
Or five.
So we don't gotta rush this necessarily. No. We want to give everybody an opportunity to get their comments in, get their subscribes going. And don't forget, if if we find out that you've been sharing this opportunity with others.
There's 27 people that joined, but only 4 people said they want the mug. So I don't know where the math is coming in here.
Y'all got to comment. We appreciate the follows and everything, but y'all got to comment also. Please comment, I want the mug, so we can get you in. And on every episode where we've flashed the mug or talked about the mug at all, if your comment,
if you see the mug, you can comment, I want the mug.
I want the mug. And that'll get you in there. We want to get this out to y'all, because without you, we can't do what we're doing. And newsflash, we're still free.
For now. Yeah, we're free for now. That Patreon page keeps calling our name, Charles, for our second episode. It just keeps calling our name. But we hold back. We're holding back for you. We're giving you the free content for free.
We're holding back.
Yeah,
we're holding back
for you.
We love all of you. Even the Lions fans. Who
Charles hates, but he will play for you and win you championships.
Who apparently
beat the beloved Packers, yes.
They just found out how I truly feel about them.
Charles will bleed blue, but he will also relish in Green Bay gear with his 8 championship rings on his fingers, just so you are aware.
I would, dude. I think that would be the ultimate troll. I won you championships, but... I'm a Packer for life.
That's how we know how you truly feel.
And the best part about this, right, is, yeah, you would have to beat your team over and over again. I'm like, for one, it'd be in the NFC Championship game or the playoffs, so whatever.
I hate,
this, the stands are still filling up. And
talking to a lot of professional athletes, a lot of them don't play for the team they grew up rooting for, so they are beating the team that they like.
Most of them. Hell, Jeter grew up a Tigers fan.
Yeah. And he played for the Yankees entire career.
God. Yeah. Lots of them. Even Aaron Rodgers grew up a 49ers fan.
Yeah.
Which I always felt like his love for the 49ers surpassed
would have brought him back to San Francisco.
No, I thought it surpassed his want to accomplish things in Green Bay. Yeah. That's why we lost so much.
Well, he was very bitter that he didn't. He was very bitter they didn't draft him.
Which you think he would want to beat the ass, but anywho.
You know, that's why we got JJ, because he wanted to beat that Ohio State ass. And thank you very much for 3 years of beating the shit out of him. We really appreciate that.
Oh, man. Honestly, whatever happens the next decade, it don't matter. I've got faith in Sherrone Moore and yada, yada, yada. But I don't even care, man. Getting to enjoy that natty.
Charles, only seven more and you can fill your hands full of fantasy football rings.
Bro. You have no idea how bad I want to win next year's fantasy draft. You have no idea. Because
I don't want to. If we're joining Mike and Paul's, I don't want to win that pink fucking ring that Mike had. I don't want that ring. Well, you can keep that rainbow ring.
Between ours and theirs, absolutely. Yeah. It don't matter. I need to win so I can have the title back-to-back champ. So I don't win next year. It's not like I can win the following year and then be like, oh, yeah, it was back to back. I'm going to have to then try again.
Don't worry. We'll make you a shirt that says back, space, too bad.
If that happens.
Come on,
we'll do something.
We got to make it funny.
So badly. Well, not badly enough to rig the system, but badly enough to.
I guess we'll put out the comment to anybody interested in our March Madness pool comment as well, because I don't know which we should do. CBS seems to have the best bracket. ESPN seems to have the easiest. So I don't know which one is better.
Personally, anything that has nothing to do with ESPN is my favorite choice.
CBS it is then.
Yeah.
Because my work one goes through CBS, and I believe my sister's goes through. Oh, I have to get you in on that too, Charles. My sister and them run a big one. It's a $5 one. Usually it's a couple hundred people in that one. So usually awesome. $200-$300 for a win.
Nice. So yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I'll definitely hit you up for that one.
One of the final hits and misses throughout the show is something I grasped onto. Congratulations on a wonderful career in the WWE. Sting.
Sting retiring.
Yeah, Sting retired. Hopefully the champ, old boy Ric Flair, follows, because it's kind of getting hard to watch.
I reached out to his PR team, dude, and it might have been him. It might have been him that responded.
Yeah.
He seemed like a little squirrely. There were some misspelled words in there. I got to find that email. And man, shout out Ric Flair.
Woo! Hey, man, Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, baby. Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. But again, all things you could ever want, need, or desire with our logo on it, everything that is us, can be found on Boys in the Woods 906.shop.
Unless it's got an Adidas logo.
Yeah, we got in trouble with
that. Little inside joke for Charles and I.
Dude, that email back and forth too, it was so funny. I was like, yo, dude, straight up, we don't make any money on this, so if this becomes a thing, I'm just going to cancel it. The email that came back was, yeah, no, you took care of it. Thanks. Your store's back. And I was like, all right, cool. So I'm just using what I thought Printful would let us use. Yeah. Again, I felt like if I couldn't, they wouldn't. Turns out,
well, I think
way wrong.
I don't get that, because we have Under Armour work shirts.
Yeah.
Why can't we have our logo on?
I believe
whoever
we could.
Whoever was making them, I think, didn't have the authorization to sell them. I think that's what it really came down to.
Maybe.
And then we were involved with them. I think that's what it is, because maybe. We can.
Adidas is cool. They help veterans all the time. I'd send them an email and be like, bro, I want to put our logo on your shit. I'd make $3 fucking, dude.
Yeah, let's do that. Maybe we'll do that. Hey, we messed up. Can we do it? Can we really do it? Yeah sure. Go fuck it. Fuck it.
Well, because it's just like the old boy trying to figure out how to let us use his song, right? There's some rights contract that they got to send us. And it's not like a solidified network, right? So as time goes on, we're going to get flagged. We just have to send that company, whoever's monitoring at that time, proof that we're allowed, and then they'll unflag the content.
I reached out to the band, and he said that he's going to talk to, they're on tour right now, he's going to talk to the band members. So what they do is they send us it's a copyright contract, and it's got our name on it, and then we send a copy of that to like YouTube, into that, and then we send it to Google, and we send it to YouTube. Anywhere we post it is already going to have that, and then unless they actually say it, like their music producer says that, yeah, it's copyright infringement, it's not going to come up flagged.
Yeah, hopefully maybe, absolutely. But even if it does, we'll have that piece of paper. That'll be fun.
Well, we're not going to get sued.
We were just referring to Boys in the Woods 906.shop. You got anything else on the table?
No, I'm ready for, I'm going to go up to the UP this weekend, but I'll be back Sunday. And are you guys going to end up doing Fridays? Are we going to do Sunday? Are we going to do coaches?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, absolutely. Sunday evening. Yeah. Sunday evening. We're, all right. We're definitely going to do Sunday. There's still more out there, too. There's still more out there. We never touched on, and I know, defensive tackles.
Hey, man, as long as we stay away from these fucking edge guys, I'm good. I had the defensive tackles, Charles.
I know it. I'm not looking forward to it.
I got mad that I had two of the same players on the same list, and I was like,
I still think they fall into
the same category. I'm like,
motherfucker. I still think that speaks volumes to the player.
To the player.
Not necessarily anything else. And just like we had mentioned too, just like in Madden, it's like when you're putting together your fantasy team on Madden there and you pull a card and let's say you got Micah Parsons already, but then you pull a TJ Watt. It's like, fuck, I'm going to put TJ Watt on the edge. You might be an 89 instead of a 97, but...
Yeah, there was three players that made it on that list. It was TJ Watt, Micah Parsons made it on both lists.
And there was a multitude of injuries that didn't allow other players the opportunity to get their names on the list.
Sure.
That's ultimately what it comes down to is how did you play that season and how do we think you're going to play next season? So that's to fit in how you're going to play next season. That's more or less why I put the...
Come on, Wisconsin, pass legal gambling so Charles and I can have a DraftKings draft.
But that's why I put the honorable mention in there. Those 15 through 11 were deservedly, you could have put them anywhere from 10 to 6. But I think
anybody from 6 down is the top 5 are usually pretty, they're pretty good. Top 10, I think, except from the top 3, are usually the same.
Yeah. Up until defensive... ends and middle linebackers, which is funny because I always thought the dude on the left and right of the middle linebacker was something different, but they're not actually. It was wild. It was very entertaining. Honestly, I thought it was fantastic. But otherwise, the world's a much better place with all of you in it. #I want the mug. Smile more.